In the meantime, the four kids, the youngest one, school phones me up and says he can't come back to school. I said, why? What has he done? He says, he's drunk every day, and he's dealing drugs. This kid's 15 years old. I said, what do you mean? They said, I'm telling you the truth. We don't want this kid back in the school. So he comes home, long hair, baggy pants. He looks like an unmade bed. I don't know what to do with him. The school won't take him, and no other school will. Second boy is Jason. He's a rugby player. Jason's about 6'5". He weighs about 220. He's built like this. But to play rugby, you have to drink every day. He comes home drunk every night. There's one night he's ever sober. I think, well, all rugby players drink. You know, big deal. You know, the kids, at that time, I think he was 21 or 22. But I thought for sure he was going to be an alcoholic. My daughter, she married one of my salesmen. Lasted a year. He leaves. She's left with the baby. I didn't tell her to go make up with this guy. I didn't tell her to go pray. Because I never prayed one day with my kids in their whole life. That's what the kind of a parent I was. So when they fell, I didn't know what to do, except give them money. So when she fell out of this marriage, I said, here's my credit card. Here's a car. Go to California, find somebody else. And she did. And that marriage didn't work. So she was on the same fast track I was. Married, divorce, separated. And the oldest boy, I never saw him. Who knows where he was? He was off somewhere, here or there. I never saw him. So in the meantime, materialism, as you know in this country, is very contagious. And we had just bought a big house down by the beach, but that wasn't good enough. Now I want to buy apartment blocks. So as we're selling off this big house, a little package like this arrives. I said, Nancy, what is this? She said, my brother sent it. She said, it's the messages of some kids in Medjugorje. I said, oh, Nance, come on, get serious. This is the 90s. She says, no, I'm serious. This is, my brother sent it to us. He thought, well, you know, we could read it. I take it and I pitch it up on the fridge. It doesn't even get opened. So in the meantime, we're moving from the big house to the bigger apartment complex deal. And the day we're moving, Nancy pulls this package off. She says, here, my pagan husband. These are her words. Here, my pagan husband. You throw these away, it's on your conscience. Now, even the car dealer has a little conscience. Not much. A little. And I had about that much left. So I said, give me that thing. Let me see it. What is it? So I took the little booklet and I opened it up. The first message I ever read, it says, I'm calling you to conversion for the last time. Now, I'm calling you to conversion didn't touch me, but for the last time did. It went right through me. And underneath it said, I've come to tell you God exists. We used to argue that there was no God. I said, God can't exist. Look at all the trouble in the world. Look at the people dying. Look at the famine. There's no God. But underneath it said, I've come to tell you God exists. And something happened in the bottom of my soul. And to this day, I'll never know what it was. But the tears just started running down my face. They started running down my face, and I couldn't stop crying. I read those messages 100 times that night. And I went to Nancy, and I said, Nancy, these messages are true. These kids are telling the truth. This isn't Goldilocks. This isn't a fairy tale. This isn't some kids that made up some story. These messages are true. I believed the messages in 30 seconds. I didn't analyze them. I didn't look at them. I didn't pull them apart. I didn't say, what do you think this means? I said, Nancy, these messages are true. I don't know what ever gave me the grace. I don't know what ever happened in the bottom of my heart or my soul to believe them, but I believed them instantly. I wouldn't put this book down. I read it and read it and read it and read it. It was the most incredible book I ever had read in my whole life. So in the meantime, somebody put a notice in this house that we were selling off. Marion Conference, May 91, Eugene, Oregon. Maybe some of you who are here might have attended that conference. I had never been to a Marion Conference. I hadn't been to Mass in 30 years. How could I ever go to a Marion Conference? I said, Nancy, this is an important thing, this conference. This Marion Conference is an important thing. We have to go there. And she said, what about the house deal? What about, what do I do with my office? She had her own legal practice for 8 years. I had my car lots. I said, shut it down. It doesn't matter. We have to go to this conference. So we have a little Volkswagen camper deal. I take the kid, the unmade bed. I put him in the back because I'm scared to leave him home. What am I going to do with him? I mean, you people have kids. You know what I'm talking about. What am I going to do with this kid, you know? So we put him in the back of the van, and we take her brother, who sent us the messages in the first place. We drive down to Eugene, Oregon. We arrive there on a Friday night. I park the car. And it's like this. There's this many people, just like you people here tonight. And I think, wow, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal. So I get out of the van with my little booklet, which I wouldn't let go, and I walk over to the first person. I said, listen, do you know about this message? Have you guys read this message? I'm calling you to conversion for the last time. And he pats me on the head, you know. He said, yeah, we've known about it for 10 years. I said, 10 years? Where have I been? But I didn't know all the people that were there. I didn't know who they were. Wayne Weibel was there. I didn't know who Wayne Weibel was. Jan Connell was there. Father McGinnity was there. Roberto Salazar was there. The big runner, you know, the guy that was the fastest runner in the world because he prays the rosary and wins races. And Father Ken Roberts, who I never have met until that day. And all these people are speaking at this Marian conference. I think, well, maybe this is heaven. Maybe this is, all these people are so holy. They're speaking about this, these fantastic things that are happening with Our Lady. I was just overwhelmed. So Father Ken Roberts says, there's going to be a healing mass tonight at 7:30. I said, well, they changed the name of the mass. I didn't know what a healing mass was. I hardly knew what mass was. I never even owned the Bible, remember? I'm coming out of left field. So I said, Nance, we got to go to this healing mass. It's really important. I know it is. Okay. I mean, talk about being a good wife. Boy, I'll tell you. Following me just on this trip was incredible because she never said no once. Yes, 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 yes. So anyway, we're in the healing mass. Starts at 7:30. Father Ken Roberts is saying this mass. The mass starts. Everything starts as normal. And he stops. He takes the microphone. And he says, I want everybody here to do something special tonight. Okay? He said, I want you to consecrate your children to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And the tears kept coming again. I said, oh my God, I can't believe, consecrate your children to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I said, that's the answer for these kids. That's the answer for my kids. My kids are a mess. My kids are beyond. There's no help. So I stood up in the mass with the tears running down my face. And I said, Blessed Mother, take my kids and you be the parent I never was. I said, I beg you. I said, I beg you, take my kids. I never said anything out of my soul like that in my whole life.